right, bit three. We're back, baby. Queen, or not Queens of the Stone Age. Black Crows today. I was surprised you hadn't. So we talked about this one. By the way, welcome back to another episode of Flip the Record. I was surprised you hadn't heard any of these songs, really. We had talked about it last week, and you weren't super familiar with some of the hits off this album.
Yeah, so when I went back and listened to the album, turns out I was familiar with them. I just wasn't familiar with the Black Crows.
Ah, okay, gotcha. You knew the songs, just couldn't place them.
Yeah, it's Hard to Handle. I definitely knew from the radio.
Yeah, I was going to say, some of these songs are very much like classic rock radio hits.
Same with She Talks to Angels, where I was like, oh yeah, I know this song. I like this song. Just didn't know it was Black Crows.
Yeah. This is their debut album, and it's one of those things, it's crazy, where like, this debut album goes crazy. It's a huge commercial success. They never really reached the same level of acclaim after this, which is because like the sound is so fun and energetic on this that you would think these guys would be perennial all-stars, but they're more of a rookie of the year, flash in the pan type deal.
Yeah, and they have a great sound. Like, they got this awesome bluesy rock kind of sound, and it works. I don't know if, I haven't listened to the other stuff. I don't know if it's like the vocals or songwriting, or I don't know what it is, but this album rocks.
This album rocks. It's like if Skinner took a little bit of like Coke and then mixed it, like also brought on, I don't know, Slash to play guitar. Like, it's an odd mix of country rock. It's really, really cool. I don't have a ton of background about these guys. I mean, I know they've gone through a million different things. The two kind of mainstays of this band are Chris and Rich Robinson, the brothers, Chris on vocals and harmonica, Rich on guitar. On this album, you also got Steve Gorman on drums, Johnny Cole on bass. But then they much like Queens, we've talked about this week, they have a rotating cast of characters coming through for their following albums after this. They had a long stretch later on in their career where they like just didn't make music, and they've recently come back and started touring and playing again. Like, I think they toured this album last year. Crazy.
It's cool, but it's also like, you know, they're doing that at the same time because they don't have enough other stuff that people are really want to see.
Bit of a grab.
Double-edged.
Yeah. Uh-huh. 100%. But, no, I really like this album. It's not, it falls in a very, like, how do I put this? Like, it takes what Skinner did, the things that Skinner did, and just amplifies them to 11, kind of, is how I put this album. So if you're into that kind of sound, check it out. With that, you want to get into it?
Sure. Album opens with Twice as Hard. Good, solid, bluesy rock track, excuse me.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is an awesome way to open. Such great energy. I love the mix of, like, the tuned-down Southern guitars, pounding piano, Chris on the mic, just absolutely belting it out. And that's a great thing he does on this throughout. You can debate whether or not he has the greatest voice of all time, but he gives it 100% energy every time.
That's a good point.
Really rips it off. It's just a classic. Like, you cannot know this song at all and still find yourself like bobbing your head a little bit as you're listening.
That's a great point, because like, yeah, his voice doesn't have the most range, but like, you can tell when he's putting in 110% effort.
Yeah, and that's the complete opposite. Well, not the complete opposite, but it's an interesting parallel to what we talked about with Josh Homme
and Mark Knopfler.
And Mark Knopfler on the last few episodes, where they don't have the greatest voices either, but they don't really even like try to stretch it on a lot of their stuff. Whereas these guys, they're working it to the fullest extent, which I like.
Yeah, and this is a cool song just about a relationship ending, for the second time. It's twice as hard as the first time.
Yeah, it's a cool metaphor. I can't say I've never
been in one of those relationships where it's like on and off and on and off.
Yeah,
me neither. I can't really relate to it from that standpoint, but I know a lot of people do that.
It is funny, kind of too. It's got a bit of humor mixed in. Oh man! All right, next one, Jealous Again. This is a radio song you'll hear, but not nearly as prominently as Twice as Hard. A bit more twangy kind of country rock thing here. Again, I think Chris is really flexing his voice well, gives him the song a lot of character. Piano gets a little bit more play, more prominence throughout this song, and another really, really cool riff on the guitar. Classic, just cool like country blues sound. Love it.
Yeah, love that guitar riff. And the song is about him being out on tour and not wanting to admit his feelings of like missing, his significant other, and
yeah,
just the kind of the jealousy behind that. Another cool track.
Yeah, great stuff here. Next one.
Real quick. Sorry. the Black Crowes ended up filing a lawsuit against country singer Gretchen Wilson over this song, saying she infringed on the copyright. Settled out of court.
Damn, that's crazy. But, I mean, good for them, I guess. I don't know. I think I'm going to walk that take back. We've talked about it before. Not a big fan of those copyright infringement laws. It's art, whatever.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Next one, Sister Luck, country rock power ballad. Kind of long, drawn-out electric guitars, pounding piano, drums mixing it up. Vocals are powerful, belting still, even in this ballad style. Really cool long guitar solo here. I love it.
Yeah, that's another cool one. He does great vocal work when he's singing. You know, Sister Luck is screaming out somebody else's name. It's just a song about being down on your luck, but in that cool, swaggy, bluesy style.
Yeah, right. I don't have anything else to add there, so keep on moving on. Next one. Could I have been so blind? First off, who the fuck says this like this? I get how the conjugation of I've works here. I understand it. Nobody speaks like this.
No.
Could I have been so blind? Anyways, it's got a bit of a Jealous Again sound to it. Generally a bit less memorable, a bit more generic. I still really like the vocal work. Again, 100% on the mic. Solo's good, not great. Just an all right track for me.
Yeah, the music's good. Songwriting's not crazy. Just another song about being down bad after a relationship ends and you know, something went wrong. But the music's great.
Yep. Next one, Seeing Things. This is where they really slow it down and open it up, kind of. Slow, sad ballad. Organ tune keyboard and kind of strummy, slow electric licks mixed with these soft clicky drums. Keyboard work here is fucking awesome. Whoever's on the keyboard is killing it. It layers the tone, like, masterfully. It adds, really digs into that sadness. Vocals great again. Really does a great job of, like, raising it and lowering it in the right sections, because it's a little bit tougher to belt it out in this ballad style. Even though we talked about one earlier that he did, this is even slower and lower than that. So I can see where that would be a little bit tougher for him, maybe, especially with the maybe some vocal limitations he has, but still, really nice work. And then they bring in a women's choir to, like, help out on the chorus, and I think that's a great add, too. Really cool ballad.
Yeah, I like this one. I'm with you. I think this is some of his best vocal work on the entire album, and this is another song about a relationship ending and kind of not realizing, like, the warning signs from that were earlier on
right
in the relationship.
There. Yeah, right, right.
Yeah. And then the next track is the hit off this album, Hard to Handle, which is actually a cover. I didn't realize this. It was a cover of an old Otis Redding song.
Oh, cool. Otis Redding. It's another one of those, like, old-timey blues artists that'll, like, pop in on a bunch of different artists, like, random shit.
Yeah.
That's cool to bring that up. But this is a classic. Another one that, like, you hear this and you're all of a sudden in a great mood. Up-tempo foot stomper. Piano just bangs out this masterful riff that's matched up with this buzzy, choppy guitar. Got this, like, quick, flowy cadence on the mic, a bit R&B in that way. It's just energetic and fun. The solo rocks. Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is a perfect, awesome track.
Yeah, this is definitely, like, on the top list of covers. The original runs, like, 2 minutes and 18 seconds, and they actually extend this out to 3 minutes and 8 seconds and, you know, just turn it into, like, a absolute rocker.
Yeah, yeah, it's perfect, man. Like, another one of those tracks that, like, this is no longer a cover. This is yours.
Yeah, you know what's funny in the chorus when he sings, "Hey, little thing, let me light your candle, because mama, I'm so hard to handle now." I always thought he was just singing, "Hoo-ha, then and now." Like, I couldn't understand what he was saying for the longest
time.
The way
he like, kind of oddly, just flows through that bit, it's hard to pick out what he's saying. This is one of those songs where you could hear people say a million different things trying to sing this.
Yeah, when I was reading the lyrics, I was like, that is not what I hear, but whatever.
It is what it is. Yeah, it is weird. But it's fun, too. Yeah, I like it. All right, next one, Thick and Thin. Another kind of high-energy honky-tonk rocker. Quick riffing guitar, licking southern piano kind of underneath, pounding drums, like really bringing the heat, mixing it up. Again, powerful vocals, genuine vocals. Love it to the fullest extent.
Yeah, another fun, good, upbeat track about a relationship. They're swinging and hitting singles on all these, other than Hot to Handle and She Talks to Angels, which are like home runs.
Yeah, 100%. Big time. And speaking of that, She Talks to Angels is next. What can I feel like this song's been done a million times in a million different ways. It's just so like interesting. The lyrics on this song are so like masterfully written. And it really slows it down and changes the sound. They don't have anything quite like this on the album except for this. It's just smooth and enjoyable and deep, and there's a lot going on here. More masterwork on the mic again here, and it really leans on him more because the simple riff on the acoustic guitar is just there. But I do like that little riff too. You know, it's a cool little riff and a great sack. Great song.
Yeah, and it's funny, this isn't about one person specifically. Like Chris Robinson was saying, it's about, you know, a bunch of different people that he knew from this club scene in their early days. But the lines about the makeup were about one person in particular who always wore really dark makeup. So that's where he got the line for, "She paints her eyes as black as night," which is a really powerful line.
There's another funny line in here where he says, "She'll tell you she's an orphan after you meet her family." Just like really kind of digging into the bullshit that whoever this woman is kind of telling people around her, trying to hide herself from the world a little bit.
Yeah, and it's crazy because this is a really powerful song that I think resonates with a lot of people, because you might know someone like this. And Chris was saying like he made up a lot of this just based off of like seeing the one person with the excess makeup.
Right, right.
Because, you know, he's saying she never mentions the word addiction in certain company. And yes, she'll tell you she's an orphan after you meet her family, which is what you just alluded to. And then he sings, "Says she talks to the angels. She said that they call her out by name. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Said that they call her out by name," which is just like, when you read that, you're like, oh, it's someone that's struggling with drugs and struggling with addiction and is really down on their luck. So it's interesting that he made a lot of that up. Just
right. There's a lot of depth to this character that he's built out of ether, basically,
which is really cool.
Yeah, super interesting. Great songwriting. Really cool track.
And he said, he's like, yeah, I couldn't. He's like, I couldn't believe the success of this track and like how everyone resonates with
really?
It, which is, it's, you know, always funny when that happens.
Yeah, a song out of nowhere kind of pops off. That's cool. All right, two more to go here. Next one, Strutting Blues. The title describes this one to the T. It's very much hard, rocky, strutting blues. Buzzy, twangy guitar licks mixed with a classic rock riff, organ keyboard. Chris mostly up in his higher level again. Drums, very classic rock sounding, and a sick bluesy solo mixed in, too. Great track at 9 on this album here.
Yeah, this is an awesome track. This is one where you could probably just cut out the vocals entirely, and you still enjoy it. Not that the vocals are bad by any means.
I hear you.
But they're just kind of there. They're there as filler for
I 100% agree with you. It's good stuff, but the music is awesome.
100%. Yeah.
Agreed. And then, unless you got anything else on that one, we're closing it out with Stare It Cold. And this is maybe the longest song on the album, but still really fucking cool. And, I mean, the way they close this, let me backtrack and just start from the top here. Simple, loud, kind of rocking southern rock track. Rhythm guitar chopping away in a mid-tempo with the lead guitar licking off, like, ends of verses. It's fairly simple for most of the song, but then as it gets closer to the end, like later in the song, 4 or 5 minutes into the song, it really crescendos and the whole band starts picking it up and playing quick, loud, fast. And it just closes with a massive bang and breaks off and then just trails away and that's it. It's an awesome, awesome song.
Yeah, and this song, along with most of the whole album, is just nice, smooth, easy, enjoyable listening.
Yeah, you got to be a real asshole to be like, I'm not a huge fan of this album.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. If you don't like this, like the style of like bluesy rock.
I don't. I think this is so like universally enjoyable. Like there's, how do I put this? Unless you're like really into that like soft rock, soft pop, like quieter thing, then I guess that this isn't for you. But if you have any like inkling of enjoying pop, rock, country, then this album is a home run by a long shot.
Yeah.
I just can't see how anybody in that world would not enjoy most of this album.
No, I'm with you. And there's some great songs like that stand out on their own, but this is an album you could just throw on in the background when you're working or whatever. And
it's absolutely one of those albums you'll hear in like an auto shop. they'll just throw it on and, like, you know, people are working all day and this album's just playing in the back.
This would be good road trip music too.
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. You mix this in with, like, a little Skinner, Little Eagles, and break off into something else.
You got the windows down in the summertime. You're driving around.
Yeah, 100%. Boys are just vibing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, absolutely check this album out. I love it. It's interesting I decided to go with this one today because there's so many other albums that we're like we have to cover that we haven't talked about yet. We got to do the Foo Fighters album. We got to do there's one other one I'm forgetting. We got to do that Rick Ross and Meek Mill album.
Oh, yeah.
We keep putting off, but it just struck me as, like, a must do today. I think what caught me was when you didn't quite recognize the songs off the top. I was like, now we gotta get to this one right now.
Well, I think this was a cool one, too, in the fact that these guys have, like, a lot of albums, and there's none of them are quite as acclaimed as this one.
Right, right.
So it's nice that I don't know if we necessarily would have done them.
Yeah, that was the other thing I was thinking about is, like, you know, 9 albums of this would be a lot, maybe, but 1 album of this, perfect.
Yeah, and I think that's cool, like, because there are going to be groups like that that have, like, a couple great albums where maybe
we just highlight the highlights. And
yeah, and if someone has, like, 12 albums, and it's like, I don't, you know.
Yeah, do we want to do 12 albums of this, or do we want to do 2 albums of this and really enjoy what we're listening to?
Exactly.
Yeah. Totally agreed. Alrighty, so that's all we got for Black Crowes today. Unless you got anything else you want to get off your chest, then let's go ahead and close it. Follow us on socials, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. Flip the record, like, review, subscribe on Apple and Spotify. Thanks for listening.
Catch you on the next one.
Caught.
2:45, 2:30, 2:36. I think that's our record. It's got to be.